Don't ask, don't tell is over, but that doesn't change the fact that more than 14,000 men and women were forced out of the military for being gay. Many were given less than honorable discharges.
Nobody was ever drummed out of the service for, quote, being gay. The prohibition was on engaging in homosexual conduct at a time when it was felonious conduct. It was a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So what she's saying is that we ought to issue an amnesty for people that committed felonies while they were in the military service.
Congress must pass the Federal Equality Act, and that law would finally outlaw discrimination.
What that means in practice is that if a man who says he feels like a woman today wants to walk into your 12-year-old daughter's restroom at the local pool, you can't complain about it. And this is the kind of nonsense that's being put forward as anti-discrimination prohibitions.
It's outrageous that in 2015 you can still be fired for being gay, you can still lose your home for being gay, you can even be denied a wedding cake for being gay.
This is not about anti-discrimination laws anymore. This is about forcing people to bend the knee, to say things that are inherently immoral, are in fact normal and moral. That's the issue. Nobody is being deprived of a cake. This is no longer about equal treatment. This is about compelling people to violate sincerely held beliefs in order to sign on to an agenda and claim that things are not true are true.